Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, P.K. Eras I. Adonis and the Rastafari, Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Logest.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'ס נקודה אורג.
רסטפארי, אפריקה is a must. רסטפארי, אפריקה is a must. סונה בדה פוסנה קוס.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide,
forever. Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodcho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Keep our balance. That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition!
traditions. We've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother. O honorable church, thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיונדה. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליביון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצה ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוליות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דמינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כסף ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח על ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, הספגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the signs of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo, the kings assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east leaves the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hand of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the holiness.
beautiful far invitation for joy and the whole earth. Is Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel, y'all. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we as herb ever seen the city of the Lord of hosts. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, y'all. Yeah.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
مزمور 47 بقنف 48 بهولتنيا سنبت يقوري لجوچ يمسغانا مزمور اغزابيهر تلق نو باملاكاچين كتما بتقدسو ترارا مسغاناو بزو نو بسامين وگن بملكام سفرا يقوما يمدر هولو دستا يصيون ترارا نو ارسوم يتلقو نغوس كتما نو እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለች። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
That's the great thing about the Torah portion, reading and feedings, is that there's a discipline, and there's a spontaneity. If people are going over the Torah portion, reading and feedings, maybe at first, or at some point, maybe not at first, depends on the individual, it might seem like, okay, this is like the same thing. Like, okay, we're reading the same thing over. That means that you're doing something wrong. You know, if you just think that's like the same thing, you know. That means almost like, it's like one person has, two people got a banana. One person peels the banana back and gets to the good part that you can eat. The other person is chewing on the outside and hasn't peeled it back. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like that. Even though it's deeper than that, but that's just an analogy that you have to kind of peel it back and get to, like, it's like a seed. This seed could grow a lot of food, but it can only do it when it's put into the proper ground and only when that ground is prepared. You know, so every reading of the Torah portion or going through the reading, I find it to be really interesting in the sense of the layers and like what is true from before. And then sometimes we correct ourselves. That's why I would recommend to every, you know, Chaver, you know, Machavertenya and the Wenda Mamachinet, the brotherhood, but, you know, that's inclusive in the spirit of Christ of the sisters as well, that who are able to, but especially among the sons. The sons, it is a monasticity, you know, to really sharpen up, because it's like when they said in Mitzrayim, and some of y'all know this because, you know, we all kind of check out things, and even some people may say dabble, so to speak, you know, the opening of the mouth. What is the opening of the mouth, right, and ritual, that opening of the mouth? This is what kind of, in a sense, Moses is going through in the real sense, or in the Hebrew comedic science, or the Hebrew sense of it, which we really see to be the original sense. It's like America will claim black music as its own music, and I think that other European, you know, Americans or white Americans didn't have their own forms of music, but many times even those forms of music also derived from black people, but they added some things to it as well. Some things probably good, but some things probably just their own, whatever, their own particular culture, their own particular, you know, history or the mythology, which is a kind of a form of history in a kind of a people of the land way. You know, like people of land, not going to have a bunch of books going into a lot of detail, generally speaking, but some simple way or some symbolic way of telling their story, that part of the education there was figuring out the symbolism of your culture to really figure out what is the real story. You know, now when you had like the pre-system, like in Mitzrayim, a lot of that, the pre-system got corrupted. Because it was almost like we would say that the church system, like almost like folks go to church, but they don't really go to the Bible to really, you know, and then or they see it in the Bible and then they preach about it in the church, how well do you live it, right? But then the Bible is a different revelation than a lot of the priestcraft. You know, people try to assume that, well, other nations did this and this, so the Hebrews were not like, unlike any other nation, you know, in kind of just making up something. But when you start to look at the inner narrative of the Hebrew, and you start to understand the correspondence of the signs, and not trying to take Egypt as the original. Because how can you take Egypt as the original when they had a whole bunch of denominations? They had a whole bunch of denominations. That was the basic difference. That's why, at first, the let my people go, Shalach et Ami, you know, was let them go for a moment to have a feast. The first thing was just have a feast. You know, what this new Pharaoh did is what a lot of tyrants do, is that they have like a state religion. And where they even kind of exemplify this kind of state religion. You know what I mean? It's like a kind of a, it almost, it's like, I'm going to say Satan mocking the divine divinity, even that's represented in the Davidic king. You know what I mean? In the Davidic king and the greater David. You know, that right there, even with Solomon and with the Hebrews, you have it there organically but it's the spirituality as best manifested by those men and people, you know, but it's authentic to the true spirituality. It's not, see, even among the Israelites, when the priests got into it, like among the northern tribes, that's where you get the corruption come in, you get the Samaritanism, you know, like some things, yes, but it's like it gets mixed up and everything. But it kind of inverts a lot of the principles. For example, there's a speech that's attributed to His Majesty, just to make this as a kind of example. There's a speech, it's by Nvenge. What's the name? Was it Apollo? Or sometimes he called himself Apollo, MPK, Nvenge, so forth and so on, right? Anyway, he did this interesting book on United States of Africa. You might have heard like USA using the acronym, but instead of United States of America, United States of Africa. And now that idea, from the best of my research and having the facts to point to back it up and to point to as evidence, is this came from Maluku Bayan and Ethiopian World Federation from back in the, you could say, the 30s and everything. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that black was positively used as identifier before it became popular and even get caught up in a lot of confusions as we have today with the Federation. But anyway, he wrote this book, and in this book, he has this interesting section where it seems like this was taken as a speech of His Majesty out of the context of something he wrote in his book. And because this brother, he used to do a lot of like, media work, like, you know, people print calendars, you know, like in the old church, you know, the church, they would do these calendars, and a lot of the calendars I found to be very like pro-black or like, you know, black history. Y'all remember, maybe some of y'all remember the old church calendars where it had different, you know, black people who did something in our history. This is the way, but I always know that they always had them like as kind of stuff you get at the funeral home. It was bugged, like a funeral home, or be like on a fan, or maybe in a calendar that, you know, will have a lot of like these like kind of cartoon or drawings of different ones, black history. And then they would always be connected to the funeral home. But that's a spiritual Egypt. That's just to kind of show that's a spiritual Egypt, because funerals were big in Egypt. Though people's lives were like, maybe like, I hate to say it, but almost like shit in a sense. You know, the funerals, it became popular. One time it was only the pharaohs that were so ostentatious in a sense, and maybe had their own kind of afterlife narratives, you know, because when everything kind of broke down at Babel, the linguistics and things that were universally accepted, you know, up was up and down was down. But this other people found this other spirituality where down is up and up is down. So they started to reverse the signs and everything. This is why when you're reading a lot of like sign language, it might look the same, but it always doesn't translate to the same thing, because you have it's like English. You have, or Latin. The Latin letters are what's called the English letters, right? And the Latin letters are used for a lot of different Romance or European languages. But these Romance languages or European languages, right, are not the same language. But when you look at the letters, if you know the letters, you know what the letters are. But sometimes even the letters are said differently. Like, that's not a regular S. That's not a regular whatever sound. Or when these two letters, you know what I mean? Like in German, the CH is ka, Bach. Right? So that's not the same. When you read it from English, it'd be like batch. So it's like batch. Where you say, oh, it's misspelled because it don't have no T-C-H. But then, you know, you get to some other versions of it. So it's that sort of a thing. But when you're acquainted with it and you get familiar with it, after a while you begin to recognize, okay, you have the key. You know, first you figure out, well, what language is this? And therefore, what is the key to deciphering this language or that language? Anyway, get into a little bit more of this. We're just touching on, you know, doing like the Torah portions and seeking to zoom in, on certain aspects, you know, in order to bring out, you know, from season and, you know, certain revelations are brought to bear. But anyway, the linguistics are the key, you know, the sign, you know, reading the signs and understanding the signs you're reading according to the context and according to the people. Right, but this is an excellent area for us to call this Hebrew Kemetic science, because there's a lot of keys, right, that the Hebrew provides a kind of a universality, right, to the, you know, to the, actually the truth. But then if you understand the truth now, then you can compare it with other things and see where other spiritually seeking people, this is not to say that it was only the Hebrews, so to speak, as that cult, as it was known in Egypt, were the only ones who were seeking spirituality. You know, there were other peoples also that were seeking spirituality. It just so happened when all this persecution against the Hebrews came about that it almost caused like kind of like a revival movement. So then we get like the Hebrews, the Israelites, and then you get the mixed multitude and kind of other people But then when it's like Moses now introduces, you could say through John and the angel of Jehovah, is introducing now the order. You know what I mean? And this is where, you know, it was like freestyle a little bit. But generally speaking to what was going on by contrast among the Tutmosides, you know what I mean? I mean, they were on a whole different thing, which we'll get into a little bit later. All right.
Reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
And the king of religion.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
And the king of religion.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Canberra religious.
Esa religión.
We'll be right back.
We want to sell out the black people. I say, people out here know what I want. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he have him people. You know, just as easy as that.
Yeah, the reggae beat originally come from the Africans. We same way the African music and where Africans scattered abroad. So it come as a kind of rebellion.
This one out to the people, you know what I mean? My people's in the streets of Uptown, streets of New York City, you know what I'm saying? In the streets of Jamaica to the ghettos of London, word up. People's in the struggle in Paris, Cuba, South Africa, word up. Worldwide, Bruce Crew, yeah. Open your mind to this one, feel it so well.
Amen.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 25 to chapter 29, verse 21. Besama abwa wale mefasa kadus, ahadu amlak. Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh the Elohim Buruku. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers, which have said, My river is my own, and have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick to thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick to thy scales. And I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open fields, thou shalt not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beast of the field, and to the fowls of the heaven. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulders. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest, and madest all their loins to be at stand. Therefore thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I will bring a sword upon thee, and cut off man and beast out of thee. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he hath said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate from the tower of Sin even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people whither they were scattered, and I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Patros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basset of the kingdom. Neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them. But they shall know that I am the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh, Buruku, came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Uruku, behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude and take her spoil and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because they are right for me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Bulupu. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh Bulupu. Amen. Glory to whom words, sound, and power, Jah Rastafari forever.
Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kadmal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, 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 are exalted.
Mizmor Yudbet. למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיעה אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי פסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, Kerun Zulut Livene Adam.
መዝሙር 11 በቅንፍ 12 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ስምንተኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና። እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ፣ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ። የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል። ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ምላስ ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን። ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው፣ ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል። መድኃኒትን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ። በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው። አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ። በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ።
That which is kara, brought near, prayer that's brought near Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Salam to Ainayist Eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Asara Hulet, Psalm 12, from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. So today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, hereafter the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 12. Psalm 12, Mezmore Asara Hulet, has a theme here, Kakufu Alem, Ramadan yakarrabe salat, from the evil world a prayer that is brought near for salvation. Kakufu alam Ramadan yakarrabe salat yakarrabe, that which is kara, brought near, a prayer that's brought near Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Kakufu, from an evil, a wicked, a righteous alam. Today's daily song. Now we have a superscription here for the leader on the 8th or the Sheminit, a psalm of David, a psalm of David. Le mezemran aleka, for the chief musician. Sile simintenya, on concerning, here we have concerning, sile simintenya. In the Hebrew, la minatiyah alaha ha Sheminit. Sheminit, al hashminit, on the 8th. Here, sila, concerning, because of simintenya, the 8th. Yeah, Dawit of David, the well-beloved. Yeah, Dawit mezmor, psalm of David. Mikai and I write up, Vesima'av, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralan. We begin. Kuter and Abetu Adnain Dexol Kualina Kasoli Jochim Metamamena Guadalo Alina. Help Abed to I father's father, or Ab of the Beit. For the godly man, KJV reads, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Abed to Adnaim, Begso Alina, Koso the Jochim Metamamen, Gwedlo Alina. Adnaim, save me. Cause me to be dechna, denna, save. Adnaim, save I. Deg so, deg. The good man, it's an interesting, the good man, the kindly man, corresponding to the Hebrew, the hasid, the pious man, deg so. The good man, KJV is the godly, but deg so, corresponding with the hasid, the pious, the goodly, the godly, the jah-like, the one who seeks to be like in character and virtue and deeds, to he who be, we be, deg so, aluko alina. For the goodly, the godly man is finished, is spent, is aluko alina, ceaseth, KJV has, kaso, from man, from humanity, lechochim, from the children of men, metamamen, faithfulness, metamamen, metamamen, amen, metamamen, tamen, metamamen, faithful, for the faithful, or here in the context, faithfulness from the sons, children of men, the children of humanity, gwedlo, alina, gwedlo, alina, fails, is lacking. Gwedlo, Gwedla is lacking, fails from among the children of men. Kutar Hulet, verse 2. Ars Bersacho, Kentune Grina Yinagralu, Beshinagela, Kenfer Hulet Libahono, Yinagralu. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. Ars Bersacho, Ars Bersacho. In a sense of almost like he and like he upon he, like one and one, you know, kentu, vain, negrin, matter, conversation, nagralu, a vain matter, vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, you nagralu, they speak. Beshingela, kenfer, with shingela, with flattering. With flattering lips, with almost like cajoling, almost like we use this analogy, because the word root sometimes is used for cooing a baby. Coo, 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 it's going to be all right. But this is how they speak, you know, as grown folks, everyone flattering. With his flattering lips, who let live two hearts? Who let live? Who let live? We pointed out when we studied the Sefer Tehillim, it has with heart and heart, with a double heart. Here brought out in the Negus Neges Targum, who let live for the Hebraic Belev Walev, Belev Walev, with heart and heart. Who let live, double-minded. Who let live, Hono, being double-minded, Yinagralu, and with a double heart. With a double heart do they speak. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Yeshingalana can ferot hulu gziavia yat afachual, yat afachual, talak negrina, yamitanagrawina, melas, egziavia, the sustain of the good, the generous, open handed, ah, father, shall cut off all flattering lips. Yeshingalana can ferot, the canfer, lip, can ferot, lips of shengala, of flattery. Yeshingalana can ferot, hulu, all, hulu. Egziavir yat efachual shall destroy all flattering lips. Talak negrin, big thing, big thing. Talak negrin yemita nagrawina melas. Now here is very interesting, because here, as we are at, as we're comparing and contrasting here with the KJV side by side with the HSV, and also from the previous build, you know, building first, you know, according to the royal order with the Hebraic groundation, it's interesting here at verse 3, the speaking now is almost directed, Yemit, it says right here, Yemita Nagrawin, you who speak, that you tongue that speak. You milas, the milas, you tongue that speak talak and negrin, that speak big, great things. Let he who be, we be, utterly destroy all the lips deceitful. And you tongue speaking loftily. One of the ancient translation LXX corresponding here to the HSV, Talak Negrin, great things, proud things, big things, Yemitanagrawinna Milas, you tongue speaking, Kutar Arat, verse 4, Milasachnin, Inabretalen, Kenfrachina Yenyano, Getachinmano, Yemilutin, who have said. So here the change is now directed, bringing out what sort of things they speak. Milasachinin, milasachinin, our milas tongue, milasachinin in abaratalin. We will make our tongue vigorous. We will like strengthen in that sense. In abaratalin, we will strengthen, fortify. With our tongue will we prevail. Kenfarachin and our lip. And our lip, implying in the singular here, our lip, yenyano, is of inya, us, ye inya, ours, is ours. Our lip is ours. Getachin mano, who is our Lord? Getachin mano, yemilutin, those who say, KJV brings it out, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Kuter Amist, verse 5. Sile dihoche mekra, sile chigrenyo chachuhete gziyariher, ahun nesalo yelal, medahanitena dergalo, belayum megeltalo, for the oppression, rephrase the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith Egziaviher, the sustaining, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Sile, because of Dehoch, the poor Mekra, because of the trouble of the poor, Sile Chagrenyoch, and the needy Chuhet, and their cry, the troubled ones, Chagrenyoch, Chuhet, Egziaviher, the sustainer. Ahun in esalo, now, ahun, now, in esalo, now will I arise, Yilal, he says, the Gziavihir says, ahun in esalo, medchanitin nadergalo, medchanit, medanit, medchanitin, salvation, saving, medicine, adergalo, I will do, medchanitin nadergalo, I will do salvation. I would do saving. Belayum, and above him, and upon him, above him, Igeltalo. I will be revealed above him. This is from the Royal Amharic, bringing out a little clearer sense of what KJV brings out, approximate. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And when we compare and contrast with the LXX, we have the reading of, because of the misery of the poor, because of the moaning of the needy, now I shall arise, saith Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Ek-Giz-Yah-Vi-Her. I shall establish by deliverance, I shall speak openly by him. So this is how the LXX brings out this particular verse corresponding to the Metzhav Kedu, Sile Dehoch Mekra, Sile Chigrenyo Chichuhet, Egziaviher, Ahun Nesalo, Yilal, Medchanitina Dargalo, Belayum Megaltalo, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Bemidrlai enda tefetnes sabatki zeinda tet arabur yegziaviher kalati and tsur kalat nacho. The words of Egziaviher, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, of Father, are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, bemidrlai, upon the earthly plane, bemidrlai, in the like the fetness, sabat gizeh, as that which is tried, tested, sabat, seven, gizeh, time, sabat gizeh, seven times, in the tetara bur, as silver tried, It's interesting right here, looking at the Metzav Kedus as silver, tetara bur, ye'egziyavi herkala, the words, the words of the sustainer, Yenitsu, are pure, we can say pure words, innocent but purified, pure and purified, Yenitsu, Alat Nacho. They are pure words. Kutel Sabat, verse 7. Abetu, Antet Elken. Because the Hitchimatulid Lazalalem Tadegen, thou shalt keep them. KJV has, O Lord, Abitu, I father's father, Ab of the Beit, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now here we have an interesting compare and contrast right here as we are in verse 7 right here. You, the I, Abetu, says, shall keep them. You shall preserve. Some interpreters preserve him from this generation forever, the Hebraic sense of it, the LXX sense of it, the Septuagint. You, O Kire, Lord, you, Kire, shall guard us. You shall guard us. Si Kire, Filakesi, Sehemas. You shall guard us. Now, this corresponds right here to what we have in the Metzhav Kedus of Negusa Neges, what we have in His Majesty's Bible right here at verse 7, Abetu, my father's father, O father of the house, Ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, Ante, Tevken, but here we have it as an imperative, Tevken. And keep guard the eye, guard us, cause the hitch from this to lit, from this, cause the hitch she to lit, Lizalem forever, tadegen, and you shall carefully keep us, keep eye and I from this generation into the aeon, the eon, world without end, Lizalem kuter. Cement, verse 8. Besol lejoch zen menamnete kef kef balagize kufuch bezuriyahu hulu yimelal lesalu. The wicked, the ratchet, the good for nothing walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Besol lejoch zen. Besol lejotzen, amongst the children of humanity. Besol lejotzen, menamnete, the good for nothing, in the sense like the sons of Belial, Belial, the good for nothings. Kef kef balegize, kef kef, high high, in the time that they are high high, exalted. Kef kef balegize, kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet. Kufuoch bezuriyahu, roundabout, bezuriyahu, hulu, all, yimelal lesalu, they go to and fro.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 11 በቅንፍ 12 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ስምንተኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ምላስ ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል መድኃኒትን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፉዎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not, Then shall ye.
መዝሙር 11 በቅንፍ 12 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ 8ኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ማለት ملاساتشنن النابرت تالر كم فراتشن ينانو جيتاتشن ماان نو ينميلوتن سلا دهوش مكرا سلا چگرن يوش شوهر اكزيافهر اهون النسال لو بلا مدهاني تنادر قال لو بلا يوم اقل تال بمدر لاي اند تفتن سبات جزي اند تتعرابر يكزيافهر قالات ينسو قالات ناج አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ
Psalm 12 Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted,
Namnat yachal ha-sheminit Mizmor le-David Hoshia adonai gigamachatit Kifasdu emunim mibenei adam Shav yedaberu ishit re'ehu Sifat halakot belev alev yedaberu Yachrit adonai kol sifte halakot Lashon medaberet gedolot Asher ameru lilshonenu nagbir Sifatenu yudanu miadon lanu Mishot aniyim me'etat evyonim Atakum yomar adonai ashit ישר יפיח לו תמרות אדוני אמרות תמרות כסף צרוף בעלי לארץ נחוצף שבעתיים אתה אדוני תשמרם צרנו מן הדור זו לעולם רביב רשעים מתהלכון קרום זולות לבני אדם
May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Bey, Yod Bey. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Bey. Hear Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse Hebraically. May the Lord, may Jehovah cut off all smooth lips. The tongue that speaketh great things. Yakre tiyawa kola sifte yachlakot. May Jehovah cut off all flattering flattering, flattering. Lashona me da bereta gedolot. The tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon medaberet gedolot. Nature, hova, he who be, we be cut off. Yakret, Yahweh. All flattering lips call sifte chilakot. The tongue, lashon, that speaketh medaberet proud things, gedolot, big things, gedolo, gedolo, gedolo. Bar Kapara taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious a slander that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him, as is said, may Yahweh, may Jehovah cut off Yakret Yahweh, Yakretio, may Jehovah, he who be, we be, cut off Yakret Yahweh, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Here in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, this people have up a great uckery. This people have sinned, a great sin. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'ama Hazeh, Chata'a Gedola, Vayasu Lahem Elohe Zahav. And here, the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to he who be, we be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have ucked a great uck, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh. Chita'a gedola, Vayasu lahem Elohe Ezaha. Hear today's song, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanit. A psalm of David. Help, Lord. For the godly man. For the godly man. For the godly man. For the godly man. Hear today's song, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanit, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Lanatayach al Hashemanit, Mizmor le Dawi. Hoshiach Yahuwah, ki adamar chasi. Hear. For the leader, la menatzeach, la menatzeach. For the leader, for the chief musician, al ha-shemanit, on the eighth, on the shemanit, al ha-shemanit. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant. Isis, mizmor le-dawi, a psalm of David.
Hoshea, Yahweh, ki gamar hasi. Help, Hoshea, help, save. Hoshea, Yahweh, save Jehovah. For the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki gamar hasi. For the chassid, for the chassid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful, for the faithful, for the fair. Mipnei Adam, mipnei, from the sons of Adam. Mipnei Adam. Mizmor Yod Beit. Lanatriach Al Hashemenit. Mizmor Ledawi. Hoshea Yahweh ki gamar hasi ki fasu emunim mibnei anei. This is what scripture says. Zehu she amar hakatub. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Micah and Mika. Micah chapter 7 verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chassid min haaretz, v'yashar ba'adam, ayin kulam ledamim, ye'erovu isha et achihu, yasudu cherem. Here, the fuller verse, Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The good is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad achasi min haaret with yashara ba'adam. Adam. Here. The good is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chassid min haaretz with yashar ba'adam ayin kulam al damim ye erovu ish et achihu yatsudu cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chassid min haaretz. Avad chassid. Avad chassid. The chassid, the goodly, the godly, perished. Avad chassid min from haaretz, from the earthly plane. With yashar, and the upright, ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam. With yashar ba'adam ayin, there is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash note, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name, whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings. The Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Betar in 135 CE. Hadrian, his bones crumbled to dust. Sheha'atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired. By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, chassid, among them. There are upright, yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in
the direction, instruction, and the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works, and are occupied with good works. Thereupon, Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Meze, Gemisot, Mim, Zain, Hey, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau, Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Meza, Gamasot, is a corruption of Morisa Maot, that in turn is derived from the Greek Merisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes. Thus, the capital levy that Hadrian here imposed, a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, "Help Jehovah, for the Hasid, for the goodly, the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful Emunim fail from among the children of Adam." Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar hasid, ki fasu emunim, nidne adam. A story of a hasid, a story of a goodly, a godly, jar-like man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the hasid, the goodly, the godly man, found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, "He had no idea of its value, and so he brought it back to thee, to the eye." And she answered, quote, "The box is all gold on the outside, and yet you say that he did not know its value?" Then she said to the Hasid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." She said to the goodly, the godly man, the Hasid, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." And here, a Midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, "May thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye." Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, "Umateka, umateka, thy people to read, emateka, emateka, thy fear," and translates the passage, "May thy fear of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye." Literally, "May thy people be given over to thee, to the eye." Rather, "May thy people cast thee out from their midst." They ask, "Dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box?" And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, "If there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world." And the Roman lady gave orders that the Hasid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he pleased. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the Hasid and the goodly, the godly man, cast them out of there. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, "Help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man, ceases." Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar hasid, ki fasu emunim mipnei adam. The end of the verse, "For the faithful fail from among the children of men, ki fasu emunim mipnei adam,
for the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the Emunim, fail from among the Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. Meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, keep fasu emunim, mi bnei adam, from among the bnei adam, they do not fail from among the angels, they don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the Bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak false to everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Hear, today's psalm, he's more, yo, he's bait, 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 he's How do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lips and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua yidaberu ish etar aihu sifata chlakota belev walev yidaberu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidabru ish etar aibu. With flattering lip, sifata chilakot, with smooth lip, sifata chilakot, and with a double heart, bilev walei, with a heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, with a double heart, with a heart and a heart, bilev walei. Believe walev, believe walev, believe walev, ye daberu, do they speak? That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the Bnei Adam, conduct themselves. Shav, yidaberu, yidabru, they speak falsely. Shawa, yidabru, ish, man, eta ra'ayhu, with his neighbor. Sifata chilakot, sifat, lips. Chilakot, lips of smooth things, instead of ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely meant. Belev walev, yitaberu, belev walev, with a heart, belev walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Bitleib waleib yidaberu. A tale of a city that had no song. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come. Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, let us, make and I go to such and such a place, he replied, I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going. They said, as thou sayest. But then, what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, make sure of this code. When I say, fetch me the yoke, give me the saddle. When I say, fetch me the plow handle, give me the sack. Here, Midrash note, I.E.N.S., he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do? He put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, "Whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight." The muleteers left the same morning and, on the road, met their chief on his way back. They asked, "Why hast thou done this to us, I and I?" He replied, "Do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price. Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lips and with a double heart do they speak.
So, yidabru, isha et re'aihu, sifata chilakot, b'lev walev, yidaberu.
And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle, and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out. A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city? His kinsman replied, "Yes, there are." Rav Yonatan asked, "At what price?" His kinsman answered, "At such and such a price. Anytime that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee." After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet, Oset, she said, "He is in the field." Rav Yonatan waited for him. But since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city, "Are there lentils to be had here?" The man answered, "No." "Wilt thou take wheat instead?" Rav Yonatan said, "I desire lentils." The man replied, "There are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price." And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, "Didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen ask of I, a price higher than what thou the I didst name." His kinsman asked, "Didst thou perhaps say, I desire lentils? I desire lentils." Rav Yonatan answered, "Yes." His kinsman said, "Hast thou said to the men of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lips and with a double heart do they speak.
So yidabru ish et re'ehu, sifata chilakota b'lev waleva yidaberu. So yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish et re'ehu, man with his neighbor. Sifata chilakota, with lips of smooth things. B'lev waleva, with a heart and a heart. Yidaberu, do they speak.
Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here Midrash notes as Jastro 969b, the ET's edited text reads, Sura, a city of Babylonia, the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria, or Sura, to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, when thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye. Hence, here, it is said, even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here, Hebraically, at the third, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et ra'ayhu. With smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth fangs, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak, belev walev yedaberu, belev walev yedaberu, that is to say, there is one word in their mouth and a different one in their hearts, with a heart and a heart. Believe, with a heart and a heart, they think one thing but express the opposite, the opposite, the opposite, the opposite.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted. Exalted, or 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 exalted.
Mizmor Yudbet, Lam Natseah, Al Hashiminit, Mizmor Le David. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי פסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, ולב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. עתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם. לבני אדם. לבני אדם.
listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi PK Eras I Adonis and the Rastafari Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Logest.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'סט.org.
Calling into the podcast 515-602-9761. Colin and calling friends 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761 and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
May the Lord cut off all smooth lips. The tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Bey, Yod Bey. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips. The tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Bey. Hear Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse, Hebraically. May the Lord, may Jehovah, cut off all smooth lips. The tongue that speaketh great things. Yakrei tiyawa kola sifteyach lakot. May Jehovah cut off all flattering lashona midabreta gedolot. The tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon midabret gedolot. May Jehovah, he who be, we be cut off. Yakrei tiyawa. All flattering lips call sifte chilakot. The tongue, lashon, that speaketh midabret proud things, gedolot, big things, gedolot. Bar Kapara taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious is slander. That long ago, David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Iris, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him. As is said, may Jehovah cut off Yakret, Yakretio, may Jehovah, he who be, we be, cut off Yakret, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Here in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, this people have upped up a great uppery. This people have sinned, a great sin. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'ama Hazeh. Chata'a gedola, wa ya'isu alahem elohe zahab. And here, the fuller verse of Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to he who be, we be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have upped
a great uck have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Why Yashaba Moshe Eliyahua? Why Yomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh Chita'a Gedola? Why Ya'isu Allahem Elohe Ezahab? Yosef exclaimed of adultery in Bereishit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Enenu agadola babayit ahazeh mimeni, lo hasaka mimeni miuma ima otata ba'asha ata ishtof. Weka eise ha-ra'a ha-gdola ha-zota we-chatati le-Elohim. And here, the fuller verse, the Reishi, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim? And then no gadola babayita hazeh mimeni with lo hasata mimeni amuma ki imotaka baasha ata ishto with aika aise haraa hagdola hazota with hasati lelohim. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? With ek aise haraa hagdola hazot. Cain, said of murder in Bereishit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Hear. Cain, said of murder in Bereishit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Wayomer Cain Eli Yehua Gadola Eonia Minso. Hear. Full of verse. Bereishit, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Wayomer Cain Eli Yehua Gadola Eonia Minso. Gadola Evoni Minso. My punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Gadol Eonia Minso. Gadol Evoni Minso. But it is written of slander. May Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things. Yakret Yahuwah Lashona Midabreta Gedolot. May Yahuwah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah. Tongue Lashon that speaketh with a bread, great things, gedolot. And here, midrash notes, the plural gedolot, great. Here, the word gedolot in lashona medabreta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, gedolot, from gadol. Gadol, great. Here the word is plural. The plural, gedolot, great. This implies enormities. Gedolot, the plural, great. The greats, the great things. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. So here, the Midrash notes is that gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. Hence, here, Yakretio Mecha cut off Lashona Medabreta Gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things.
Who has said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod-Bet, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu, Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty. Sifatenu, Ainai lips, our lips. Sifatenu itanu, are with us. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu, who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan over us? Mi Adon lanu, Asher amru ali lishonenu nagbir. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu. Rav Jose ben Rav Chanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said even here, here, here in today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Lia lishonenu nagbir. With our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu. Mi Adon lanu. Who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, 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 the Midrash note. A man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'aihu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, here, the Midrash note. Literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha'adon, Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, He who be, we be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li lishonenu nagbir. Mi Adon lanu. The defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue perverse and seek slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanen, lishaneno, lishaneno, with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here you hear Midrash note on the defective spelling of lishanenu, our tongue. Here you hear the Midrash note is that the word is spelled here without the wow. The wow, or some say the vav, was in the ancient Hebrew, the wow, wowway, about the wow after the sheen. So here, 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 looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of lishonenu, lishonenu, our tongue, the wow being missing after the sheen, after the sheen. So lashon, lishon, lashon is spelled lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Here, 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 we have lamed, sheen, nun, non, and wow. Lishonenu. Ani lechozer, I repeat, the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishaneno, lishaneno, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atmo, Elohim himself, God himself, Ekziyavihir, Rasu. If one dare speak thus like this, cries out concerning slander, for in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Zadai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Miyakum li, aim, mi'ra'im, who will rise up for me? Miyakum li, against the evildoers, aim, mi'ra'im, who will rise up for me? For I against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil? Unless it be Gehenna. But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou the I from below. As it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Hear, 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 Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, that reads, Ma Hiden Lekta, U Ma Yosifa Lak, Lashona Remiya, Chitzei Gibora Shinunim, Aima Gacheleya Ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma Hiden Lekta? And what shall be done to thee? U Ma Yosif Lak? Thou deceitful tongue, Lashon Remiya, sharp arrows of the mighty, Chitzeya Gibora Shunim, with coals of broom, Aima Gachleya Ritamim. Or, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What ma punishment? Yitain given leka to thee, Uma Yosif alak, Lashon Remiya, O slanderous tongue. Sharp arrows from the Mighty One, Chitzeya Gibora Shinunim. Sharp arrows, the Chitzei Gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, Chitzei Gibora Shinunim. Sharp, sharp, sharp. Above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. Aim gachleya ritami, chitzei giborish numi, aim gachle ritami. Coals of juniper, coals of broom. Aim gachle ritamim, rotamim. The roots of rotem, ritem are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. Persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth, so that it kills far away. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out, it speaketh deceit. Cheta shochet, the ketiv shochet. Cheta shochet, the kare. Cheta shachuta, lishonam mirman, dibera befio shalom, eta ra'ayhu ayidaber, ua bikirboa yasim arbo. And here, here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8. Their tongue is as an owl shut out. It speaketh deceit. 1. Speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth. But in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said, even in Psalm 57, Hebraic, the 5th verse, sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim, even the sons of Adam. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth their teeth, chenit, spears, wit, and chitin, and arrows. B'nei Adam, ashneihem, chenita wechitin. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, here Midrash note, and Bubba in the note that the E.T. has Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Why? Namaze. Why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons. The person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit. Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit. Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priests. Of that, deceit was spoken. And Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exile ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Refer to Lamentation Rabbah, 2nd edition. Ani lechozer, Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon, where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Yechezekel Ezekiel 9:4 says, that cry and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Wayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kere Elayo. Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ura Betoka, Ira Betoka, Yerushalayim. Wea Hita Wita Tawa, Allah Mitochota, Hanashima, Hane Nakima, Wea Hane Nakima, Alkola, Hato Egota, Hana Esota, Betokaha. Yeah, full of verse. Yechezekel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betok Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Allah Mitzochota Ha'Nashima Hane Nakima, Wehane Nakim. Ani Lechozer, Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betoka Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Allah Mitzochota Ha'Nashima Hane Nakim. We're I'll call Hato Ebota, Hana is Sota, Vitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Har. I am merely one of Hanashim, Hane Nachima, Wehane Nakim. I'll call her to ebota hana esot de tokaha. And here Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus the PE, the printed edition, Yalkut. The ET, the edited text, some say is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? begin with them, as in the next verse it says, go ye y'all through the city and smite, and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Hear, hear, hear. Yehezekiel, Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 5 to 6. Ua le'el amara be'aznaya, ibrua ba'ira achrayo, we haku ala tachosa ainkem, we ala tachmol. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 5, and to the others he said in my hearing, go ye, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Let not, make not your eye spear, neither have ye, have y'all pity. U le'el amara be'aznai, ibru ba'ira achrayo, with haku ala tachosa aimken, with ala tachmolu. Zakena bahuro ua betulla witafa wit nashima tahargua lit ma shachit wit alkolish ashara alayo hatawa ala tikashu ua mi mikadashia tahelu wa yahelu banashima hazik enima shara lifne habayit. We hear full of verse 6. Slay utterly old, eldest and young, both maids and little and little children and woman, but come not near any man upon whom the mark, hatau, the true cross, hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient that were before the house. Zakeina bahura ua betula with taf. With nashim, tahargu ale mashchit, with alcohol ish, ashara alayo, hatawa, ala tikashu, ua miya mikadashia, tahelua wa yahelua ba nashima hazikanim, asha lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash notes Rav's error. Answer, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse, where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua miya mikadashi, mi mikadashi, my consecrated ones. Here, the Midrash, no? As in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words Mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary made, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary, by a slight change, Mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart one, part 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 one, part
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי פסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם. אדם, 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 אדם.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Evil,
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 evil, boy, everything takes the
house.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheming.
On account of the oppression, rephrase, ani lechozer, I repeat, on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, hear, hear, hear the wow. The Vav, the Wow, the sixth verse Hebraically, on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Jehovah. Mishoda Elim, me enkata Elyonim, Atta Akum, Yomar Yahuwah, for the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, Mishoda Elim. The downpression of the poor, Mishod Eliyim, Me Enkata Elyonim, for the sighing that Enkat, Me Enkata Elyonim, the sighing of the Elyonim, of the needy. Ata, now, Ata, Ata, Akum, now will I arise, Akum, Yomar Yahuwah, saith,
when judges seek to corrupt justice, HaKadosh, the Holy One Baruch Hu, blessed be He, makes His presence rise and depart from among them. For by now will I arise, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, Ata Akum Yomar Yahuwah, now Ata, I will arise, Akum, saith Yomar Jehovah, Yahuwah, 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 by saying,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he means that I rise forthwith on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy. Mishoda Adin, May and Kata Ebionim. Rav Yudan said, the punishment for oppressing, for downpressing the poor, the punishment for downpressing the poor is greater than the punishment of a generation that perished in the flood. For of a generation of the flood, it is written even in Psalm 29, Hebraically, the 10th verse, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yahuwah Lamabul Yashab. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah Lamabul Yashab. He who be who he be sat upon the flood. As if to say, if one dare speak thus, like this, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease. If one dare speak like this, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease. But in this verse, it is written, now will I arise. Ata, akum, now, ata, I will arise, akum, as if to say that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, does not punish the downpressers of the poor without first rising to his full height. I will set him in safety while puffing up on him, while puffing upon him. Hear, the wow verse. Ashita bi yesha'a. Yafiyach lawu. I will set him in safety while puffing upon him. Ashita bi yesha'a. Yafiyach lawu. Or I will set him in safety.
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 Set him in safety. As if to say, if one dare speak thus, like this, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease.
His ease.
His ease. It is written, now will I arise. Ata, akum. Now, ata.
Now, ata.
Now, asat.
Now, asat.
On, upon the flood. As if to say, if one dare speak thus, like this, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease. If one dare speak like this, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, punished them while he was seated at his ease. But in this verse, it is written, now will I arise. Ata, akum, now, ata. I will arise, akum, as if to say that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good and true God, does not punish the downpressers of the poor without first rising to his full height. I will set him in safety while puffing up on him, while puffing upon him. Hear the wow verse. Ashita bi yesha'a. Yafiyach lawu. I will set him in safety while puffing upon him. Ashita bi yesha'a. Yafiyach lawu. Or I will set him in safety at whom they puff. According to Rav Hoshaya, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God said, even as I set the one in safety, I make the measure of punishment grow hot, 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 upon the other, the other, the other. Ashita bi yesha, yafiyach lawu. I will set him bi yesha, in safety, Yeshua bi yesha. Ashita bi yesha, yafiyach lawu. The words of Jehovah are pure words. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12. Hear the Zayin. Hear the seventh verse, Hebraically. The words of he who he be are pure words. Imros Yahuwah, imarota, imarot. the words of Yahweh, of He who be, we be, of Jehovah, Imrot, Yahweh, Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota, Tehorota, are pure words. Imarot, Tehorot, are pure words. Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota, Tehorot. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, in scripture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, speaks in a roundabout way, so as not to utter an unseemly word, as is shown by the previous discussion, the reasoning of the psalm of the Mizmor, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed, or Ashrei, happy, happiness is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Here, Midrash note, here, blessed is the man, or more correctly, happy, happiness, Ashrei Ha'ish, Psalm 1, see the Midrash on Psalm 1, the third section, the third parak. In another comment, the verse is read, the words of Jehovah, words concerning purity, were committed to the care of those who are pure as silver. Here it's based on Psalm 12, Mizmor Yod Beit. Here the Zion, Hebrew to the seventh verse, Imrota Yahuwah, Emarota Tehorota, Kesefa Arufa, Ba Elila La Aretza, Me Zukaka Shiba Atayi. Here, in another comment, this verse, the Zion verse, the first part, is read, the words of Jehovah, Imrot Yahuwah, words concerning purity, Imarot Tehorot, were committed to the care of those who are as pure as silver, Kesef Aruf. According to Rav Tanhum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isla, the Sanctified, set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared to Moshe, to Moses, quote, I gave thee two precepts that concerning the maintenance of ritual purity, to whose care were they committed? To the care of the Bnei Lewi, the sons of Levi, of whom it is written, even in Malachi and Malachi and Malachi 3:3, my messenger shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. My messenger shall purify the sons of Lewi, of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malachi, my messenger, Malachi, my angel, Malachi, my messenger. Hear the full verse from Malachi, chapter 3, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to Jehovah an offering in righteousness. Malachi. We yashava meaz areifa, ua meaz ahira kesef, we tihara eta bineya lewiya, we zikaka otama, ka zahaba we ka kasefa, we hayula yahua magisheya mincha, biaz edaka. My messenger shall purify the sons of Levi, of Lewi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malaki Tihareta Bineya Lewi Awiya Zikaka Otama Ka Zahaba Wika Kasef. And where in scripture are the two precepts to be found? One in the chapter on the Paraduma, on the red heifer, the red Hathor, whose ashes were used for lustration in Numbers, in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22, and the other in the chapter stating under what circumstances a Kohen, a priest, may defile himself before the dead. The section beginning even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 21, verses 1 to 2, that reads, say to HaKohanim, say to the priests, the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, say to them, there shall no one defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his kin that is near to him. In an other, in another comment, the verse of the Mizmor, even Mizmor Yod Beit, today's Psalm, Psalm 12 is read, the words of Jehovah are, silver tried in the open before all men, refined seven times seven. Imrod Yehovah, Imarota Pehorot, Kesefaz Arufa Ba Elila La'aretza. In another comment, the verse here, the Zayin verse, the words of Jehovah are Imrota Yahuwah, silver tried in the open before all men. Kesef Saruf Ba Elila La'aretza. Refined seven times seven. Mezukaka Shiba Atayi. Mezukaka Shiba Atayi. Shiba Atayi. We find seven times seven. And here, Midrash note right here. Here, the Midrash note on silver tried in the open before all men. Silver tried in the open here. Kesef Saruf Ba Elila La'aret. Generally, this is rendered in a furnace of the earth. Ba elil la'aret. Ba elil la'aret. In a furnace of earth, or in a crucible. In a crucible on the earth, a crucible for the earth. Ba elil la'aret. And here, the second midrash known on this verse right here. Refine seven times seven. Refine. Mizukak. Seven times seven. Shiva Adai. Shiva Adai. Shiva Adai. Seven times seven, or refined seven times. In the Yehudi version, refined seven times. But here, the commentator takes the dual suffix of Shib Atayi. Shib Atayi. Shib Atayi. Seven times to mean the square of seven, or seven times seven. Shib Atayi to mean the square of seven, seven times seven. For a similar interpretation, also refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the fourth section of the Midrash, for a similar Targum, a similar interpretation. Shib Atayi, seven times, square of seven, seven times seven. Shib Atayi. Rav Yanai said the words of Torah were not given as clear-cut decisions. For every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke to Moshe, to Moses, He offered him 49 arguments. He offered him 49 arguments. By that, a thing may be proved clean. And 49 other arguments, by that, it may be proven unclean. When Moses asked, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, in what way shall I and I know the true sense of a law, of a Torah? Ha'Elohim, the true good and true God, replied, the majority is to be followed. When a majority says it is unclean, it is unclean. When a majority says it is clean, it is clean. And here, a midrash note on the majority is to be followed. Here, the majority is to be followed. Here, compare with Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. And here in Shemot chapter 23, verse 2, it reads, Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many, to wrestle judgment. Or thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou answer in a cause to decline after many, to wrestle judgment. Lo tihye achirei rabima lifraota, with lo ta'in al riba linotota achirei rabima lihatot. Here. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak or answer in a cause to decline after many or after the multitude to pervert justice. Lo tehiyeh acherei arabim li'ra'ot ve'lo ta'inne al riba linotot acherei arabim li'hat'ot. Rav Abahu said in the name of Rav Yonatan Jonathan, Rav Akiva had a faithful Talmid, a faithful Deka Mezmor, a faithful disciple, a disciple named Rav Meir, who, with 49 arguments from scripture, could prove even a reptile clean, and with 49 other arguments, could prove it unclean. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said, even children living in the days of Shaul and David, living in the days of Saul and David, and in the days of Shemuel, the days of Samuel, knew those subtle distinctions of the law, the subtle distinctions of HaTorah that elaborate 49 arguments by that a thing may be proved clean, and 49 other arguments by that it may be proven unclean. As was stated above in the 7th Mizmor, in the 7th Psalm. And here, Midrash note, a reference to the Midrash on Psalm 7, the 7th Perek, the 7th section of the Midrash, the study on Psalm 7. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua apparently translates Alil in the open, Alil, as though written Olal, young child, and is thus able to render the phrase in the open in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the 7th verse, as young children in the land. And here the verse, Kesef Tzaruf, as silver is tried, Kesef, silver, Tzaruf, tried, Ba Elil La'aret, in a furnace of the earth, or for the earth, in a crucible, Alil, Ba Alil, Ba Alil, also Alil in the open, Ba Alil La'aret, in the open for the earth, as Ba Olil, Ba Olal, Ba Olal La'aret, bringing out the sense of young children in the earth. So that's the full of four. Im roti Yahuwa, emarota, tehorota, the words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesefa tzarufa, ba olalalareta. As silver is tried, young children in the land. Refined seven times, or seven times seven. Me zukata shiba adai. They walk on every side of the wicked. They trod on every side of the ratchet. Hear the chet verse. Hear the eighth verse to the eighth verse right here of today's psalm. Right here, the eighth, actually the ninth verse right here. The eighth verse, thou will keep them, O Jehovah. Thou will preserve us, Einai, from this generation forever. Atah Yahuwah. Tia shemrei, titzarei nuamina hadorzu le'olam. And here, the eighth verse. Saviv arishaim ayita halakun. The wicked, the ratchet, walk on every side. Saviv arishaim yita halakun. Here, brought out as they will walk on every side of the wicked. Sabiba Rishaim Yitahalakun. They will trod. That is to say, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, the righteous will walk around and around the wicked, around and around the ratchet. Sabib Rishaim Yitahalakun. The righteous Hazarik, the Zarikim, in the Gan Ba'aden, in the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, will see the wicked, the ratchet, punished in Gehinna, Hebrew hell, Gehinna, and their souls will rejoice within them. As It is written, of this it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, that have rebelled against I. And here the fuller verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed, rebelled against me, against I. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. And they shall go forward and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, against I. With Yatu, with Rao, with Sigreya Hanashima Haposhaim Bi. And they shall go forth with Yatu and see with Rao their desire upon the carcasses of the men, the Sigreya Hanashi, that have rebelled, that have transgressed against me, that have rebelled against I, Haposhaim Bi. On that day, the righteous Hazadik, the Tzadikim, the righteous one, will give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, for the afflictions He has brought upon them in this world. As is said, even here in Yeshayahu, Esaias 12 and 1, in that day thou shalt say, I will give thanks to thee, to the eye, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, with I, that is, in this world, thine anger is turned away, and thou, the eye, comfortest me, and the eye comfortest I. We amarta bayom hahu, O dekai yahuwa ki anafta bi, yashov apeka ua tenachmeni. Hear, full of verse, and in that day thou shalt say, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, I will praise thee, I will praise the eye, O Dekai Yahuwah, though thou wast angry with me, with I, thine anger is turned away, and thou, and the eye, comfortest I, with Amarta Bayom Hahu, O Dekai Yahuwah, ki anavta bi, yashov habeka, uate nachmein. That is in the hereafter, in the after, here, the hereafter, when thou, the eye, let this eye see, make this eye to see thy vengeance upon my enemies, upon I and thy enemies. When will this be? Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Yodbeit, here, the ninth verse, when he will exalt Keru, the most despised among the sons of men. When will this be? When he will exalt Keru, the most despised among the sons of men. Keru Zulat Livne Adam. When he will exalt Keru, the most despised Zulat among the sons of men, the sons of Adam, Livnei Adam. The word here, Kerum, written defectively, must be read, when he will exalt, Kerum, when he will exalt, that is, when HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will exalt HaTzadik, the righteous, and the Tzadikim, the righteous ones who are most despised in the eyes of men, in the eyes of Adam, in this world. And here, Midrash notes on Kerum, there should have been a wawa after the Reish. in Karum, Hebraically speaking, there should have been a wawa, the six-letter wawa, some say vav, after the resh, after the Hebrew R. Without the wawa, the word can be read as karum, when he will exalt. Usually, karum, is translated, exalted. So, looking at the Masoretic, there should have been a wow, the W, after the resh, the R. Without the wow, the W, the word can be read, karum, when he will exalt, usually as karum, translated, is exalted. So the fuller full, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, the usual translation and reading of this verse, karum zulut livnei adam. One reading, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, or karoma zulata livnei adam, when he will exalt the most despised among the sons of Adam, the sons of men. And another comment, also by Rav Yehuda, by Judah, the words, when he will exalt karum, the most despised, refers to the time, the Iowa, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, will exalt the vineyard, the Kerem, that is despised. The vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, is none other than the Beit Yisrael, none other than the Beit Yisrael, the house, the Beit of Yisrael, of the Tsar, the Prince of El. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah, the plant of His delight. Ki karema Yahuwah Tzavaot, Beit Yisrael, with Isha Yehuda Nita'a Sha'ashu'ayyoa Wayikawa Lemishpata, with Hineya Misapacha Liyatzedaka, with Hineya Tzaka. For the vineyard of Yahuwah Tzavaot, of He who be of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzavaot, is the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, and the men of Yehuda, His pleasant plan. And He looked for judgment, but behold, down pression for righteousness, but behold a cry, behold a shriek. Ki karem Yahuwah Tzavaot Beit Yisrael, with Ish Yehuda Ni'a'a Sha'ish Ayowa Wayikawa Lemishpata Wihneya Misapach Li Sedaka Wihneya Sa'aka. Rav Nehemiah said to Rav Yehuda, Judah, how long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for us? How long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for I and I, for us? The verse should be read, the wicked, the ratchet, will walk on every side. The verse here in today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, here, the tapes. The verse should be read, Sabi Rishai Yita Halakun. So Rav Nehemiah said to Rav Yehuda, how long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for us? The verse should be read, the wicked, the ratchet, will walk on every side. That is to say, the ratchet, the Rishayim, will trod around and around HaTzadik, the righteous, the Tzadikim, the righteous ones. The wicked, Rishayim, will come out of Gehenna, Hebrew hell, and see HaTzadik, the righteous, the Tzadikim, dwelling at ease in the Gan Ba'eden, in the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Delights, and their souls will wither within them. As is said, His righteousness shall be exalted in honor. The wicked, the ratchet, shall see it and be vexed. Here, in Psalm 112, verses 9 to 10, it is written, His righteousness shall be exalted in honor. The wicked shall see it and be vexed. Tzidkato omedeta la'ada, karno taruma bekavoda, His righteousness endureth forever. Tzidkato omedet la'ad. His righteousness omedet la'ad. Stand omedet la'ad forever. Tzidkato omedet la'ad. Karno taruma bekavod. His horn, karno, shall be exalted in honor. Tarum bekavod. Rasha'a. Gireh. With ka'as. The wicked, the ratchet, Rasha, shall see and be vexed. Rasha'a, yireh, wikas, and vexed. When will this be? When he will exalt the despised among the sons of men, the sons of Adam. Hear. The ninth verse, Hebraically, in today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Sabiv Rishaima Yita Halakuna Koruma Zulu Talibne Adam. When he will exalt the despise Karum Koroma Zulu Libne Adam among the sons of Adam. That is to say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, exalts and makes known. When he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, exalts and makes known the commandments of Torah, that are despised in this world. Wherefore dost thou go forth to be killed? Because I circumcise my son. Wherefore dost thou go forth to be stoned? Because I kept HaShabbat, the Sabbath. Wherefore, why dost thou go forth to be burnt? Because I ate unleavened bread. Wherefore art thou lashed with whips? Because I performed the will of Abi Shabashamayi. Because I performed the will of my Father in heaven. As scripture says, even in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6, wherefore are these wounds between thy hands? Because I was wounded in the house of those that caused me to be loved. Wherefore? Why? Wherefore are these wounds between thy hands? Because I was wounded in the house of those that caused me, that caused I to be loved, to be loved. Ve'amar elayo, ma hamakota hayle b'ina yadeka? Ve'amar ashara huketia b'ita me'ahevai. Hear. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6, KJV reads, and one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Ve'amar elayo, ma hamakota haile b'ina yadeka. Then he shall answer those with which I was wounded, the house of my friends. With Amar Ashara Huketi Beita Me Ahivai. That is to say, these wounds cause I to be loved, to be loved by Abi Shabashamayi, by my Father in the heavens. And here, the final Midrash note right here. So reads the PE, the Prince Edition. The ET reads, to love. That is to say, these wounds cause me to love Abi Shabashamayi, to love my Father Abi Shabashamayi in the heavens. Hence here, it is said, when he will exalt the despised among the sons of Adam, the sons of men, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, exalts commandments that are despised in this world. Exalts commandments, even the Ten Commandments, that are despised in this, in world, 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 this
my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve'reacha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Use cutting color!
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire! More fire!
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Hello, the missionary soldiers in the army. Who know righteous apostles serving the Almighty. Come rally round your throne. Rally round the justice sound. Cause that soon I must go down. And justice wear the crown. Justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
يتبت لما تسيح على هالشمينيت مزمور لدبيد هوشيع أدوناي كي جمار حسيد يفسو أمونيم مبني أدم شاو يدبرو إيش اترعيه صفات حلقات ولب ولب يدبر يخرد أدوناي كل صفتي حلقات لشون مدبرت جدولات אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר שפתנו איתנו מי אדון לנו משוד עניים מענקת אביונים עתה אקום יאמר אדוני אשית בישע יפיח לו אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה, אדוני, תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
לם נצח על השמינית, מזמור דוד, הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד. חצו אמונים מבני אדם עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות בלב ובלב ידברו יחרד אדוני כל ספרי חלקות ראשון מדברת גדולות אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר שפתנו איתנו מאדוננו משול עניים מעין כת אביונים עתה אקום יאמר אדוני אשית וישע יפיח לו אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות כסף צרוף בעלי לארץ מזוקק שבעתיים אתה אדוני תשמרם יצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם סביב רשעים יתהלכון קרום זולות לבני אדם
Psalm 12 Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side. The vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.